You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Standing on the shores of the Great Lakes on a sunny late summer day, it's virtually impossible to think of those sparkling waves as a death trap. But divers have seen what those angry lakes can do to ships, and that includes noted underwater photographer Becky Kagan Schott. She has taken her camera on dives in extreme environments all over the world, including under ice in the Arctic. But Becky's favorite place to dive, the Great Lakes. And Becky Kagan Schott is with us now via Skype. Pleasure to welcome you to Stateside, Becky.
Thank you. Happy to be talking with you.
How long have you been diving the Great Lakes?
23 years ago when I did my advanced course in Lake Erie. And I only did a couple dives and after that moved to Florida and kind of forgot about the Great Lakes until about 7 years ago when I was sort of reintroduced to them, sort of reignited that passion.
What got you back here? What reintroduced you to the Great Lakes?
I was working with Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution and NOAA and Sony on a project in Lake Huron called Project Ship Hunt. And you know, we were diving some really incredible wrecks and they were out hunting for brand new virgin shipwrecks. And they actually found two brand new wrecks, and we were the first to go down and dive them. It sort of just reignited this passion for exploration, and not everything has been found in the Great Lakes, and that's really exciting to me. I also found that Lake Huron and the other Great Lakes have cleared up quite a bit in 23 years, and they're not kind of the green, murky, yucky visibility that I had remembered from a long time ago. They're actually quite clear and quite nice to dive.
So the idea that there are still uncovered wrecks that are there waiting for you to explore them, it's got to be really attractive.
It is. And I'm not typically the one out that's searching and finding the wrecks, but it really means a lot to me when I'm brought in on a project to help photograph and video and document a wreck, maybe after it's been found. Because to see something that's been sitting lost, basically lost to time for maybe over a century or longer, and then to be the first human eyes laid on that and to be able to share that with the world, it's pretty incredible.
I watched your video, stunning images of one of the most famous wrecks on the Great Lakes, and that is the SS Daniel J. Morrell. We'll remind everyone, it sank in Lake Huron in November of 1966, and only one man survived out of that crew of 29. Tell us what it was like photographing the Daniel J. Morrell, because we're talking about two halves. How far apart are they?
They're about 5 miles apart, so you can do it in one day if you've got good conditions, but typically, like, we've been spending about a week out there at a time just to document or shoot imagery of both sides of the wreck.
What's the environment like? Is it cold? Are there currents that you have to worry about?
It is. So the Daniel J. Morrell, it's pretty far offshore. The bow section actually is maybe around 24 miles or so offshore. And so it's quite a hike just to get out there. So you have to have really good conditions because obviously these wrecks sink for a reason, you know, bad storms. So we don't want to become another one. So we go out there and then usually dive with a pretty highly trained team of divers because they're quite deep. They lie in about 215 feet of water. So we use rebreathers and mixed gases. Dry suits with heated undergarments sometimes because it's about 37, 38 degrees on the bottom. It can be quite cold. Typically, I've been going out in June, which is a colder month, but we've been getting great visibility in the month of June. And so for my images, I really try to focus on these big, wide, grand shots to really show the overall perspective of what the shipwreck looks like sitting there in the bottom of Lake Huron. If I hit it in June, then usually we've been getting much nicer visibility.
As you saw the Morrell and you entered her, what were some of your thoughts and your feelings?
Well, the Daniel J. Morrell has quickly become one of my favorite shipwrecks anywhere in the Great Lakes, and that's pretty much due to Dennis Hale's story. His story of survival, it really touched me, and it's really powerful to me. And to go down and see the two halves of this shipwreck ripped apart and to see what Mother Nature can do, it's just really haunting. To go down and go inside and see, you know, a place like the engine room and see things still in place, like there's a tool bench with tools still sitting on the tool bench. There's a telegraph there. You'll see gauge panels. There's even some shoes lying around in there. It's just a sort of a reminder that this is where somebody worked and, you know, this is where somebody probably lost their life. So with my images, I'm really trying to capture that and, you know, remind people that this shipwreck is here and the story is real and, you know, make sure people don't forget.
Doing underwater photography in extreme conditions is not one's run-of-the-mill career path. How did you come to be doing this work?
Well, I've always been passionate about scuba diving ever since I was 12, living in Pennsylvania. And I didn't know that I was going to become a photographer until a little later on. But I picked up a camera right away when I was maybe 13 because I wanted to show my family and friends what I was seeing underwater and why I loved it so much. So shortly after, when I was about 13, I lived in Florida, and or we moved to Florida. And that was a really great opportunity to explore other types of scuba diving. And I found that I couldn't always afford to go out on boats all the time because they're quite expensive. I couldn't get there because I couldn't even drive to them. So in my backyard in Florida were the crystal clear springs. And in the springs, you've got caverns and cave systems. So I started getting into cave diving when I was about 14 to 15 and kind of fell in love with technical diving. That was my first step into this world. And I just kept combining my passion for photography and taking pictures with technical diving. And I never dreamed I'd end up specializing in extreme environments, but I found that these places are very rarely photographed. And to be a part of exploration teams is really exciting. To go and show somebody something that is very rare on our planet is sort of what drives me.
When you're diving and doing your work in the Great Lakes, these freshwater behemoths, how is that different than doing your work in oceans?
The Great Lakes are very different than oceans. Even though they're considered the inland seas, they can turn pretty rough pretty quickly. So we have a lot of respect for them, a lot of respect for the cold water. You know, we have to dress properly and, you know, we do a lot with our equipment. But I mean, there's no marine life to really worry about. You know, we have experience in strong currents, but typically there's less current in the Great Lakes. The freshwater is a little easier on your gear and whatnot, but I mean, we treat them very similar to the ocean because I mean, they have their own set of quirks.
I'm sure you have to just kind of treat each one a little bit differently.
Yeah, they do. And so I just got back from diving in Lake Superior for 3 weeks. And, you know, I've been diving all over four of the five of the Great Lakes this summer. And Lake Superior is an entirely different beast. Just before we got there at the end of August, some wind came through and the water temperatures plummeted to about 45 degrees on the surface. We were doing 270-foot dives. We really had to reevaluate our plan kind of on the fly because we didn't know the water was going to be that cold because we can't decompress and stay in the water for 2 hours or longer in that cold water. So they can really change very quickly and you kind of have to be aware of that.
Now you've done, you say, four of the five Great Lakes. What's left to do?
I have Lake Ontario left to do, which, funny enough, is the lake that is closest to me and where I live in Pennsylvania. But that's going to be first on my list next year.
And ultimately, I understand you're hoping to have a book of wrecks of all five Great Lakes.
Yeah, I'm working on several different projects. I'd love to do a museum, a gallery exhibit at some point, showcasing some of the best wrecks in all five Great Lakes and working on a coffee table book of all five of the Great Lakes. Again, showcasing some of the best wrecks in the lakes, trying to capture them in a different artistic way.
Becky Kagan Schott, underwater photographer. We are looking forward to that coffee table book because your work is exquisite. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you so much.